Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Ben Tucker. Ben is the CUO for Munich Re Specialty Global Markets North America. Ben, so glad you could join us today.
Nice to meet you, John. Thank you.
So, Ben, tell us about your role and the key areas that you oversee at Munich Re Specialty.
So, my role as CUO, I joined Munich 7 years ago to launch specialty lines of business outside of sort of the traditional P&C areas. And so we launched a marine cargo business, an inland marine business, a cyber business and tech E&O, and a terrorism and political violence business. And my role is predominantly to run those four lines of business and to look to profitable growth for today and for the future.
Sounds like you've got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, we do have a lot on our plate. Yeah, we've got lots of, we have challenges, but we see a lot of opportunities in the market at the moment as well.
Let's talk a little bit about that. And I got to ask, how are inland marine and ocean marine related, or different for that matter?
I think while they might have the word marine in their names, they're actually very distinct products, very distinct risks as well. There is some overlap on most truck cargo, which is handled as an inland marine product line in the US, but outside the US might be viewed as a cargo risk. But the way I differentiate it is cargo to me is very much around stock throughput, transit risk, whereas inland marine is really about the builder's risk and non-static property risks, contractors, plant equipment, for example.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the trends that you're seeing in both ocean marine and inland marine?
Absolutely. I mean, as you could expect at the moment, given the sort of economic situation in the United States and some of the impacts around changes in supply chains, we've certainly seen, for ocean marine, for instance, more aggregation of risk in the United States in terms of storage, which creates demand for limits. Whilst at the same time, we're obviously in a somewhat softening, more competitive marketplace. So I think our broker partners have choices in terms of where they can place their risk. But I think what we do have is we have the expertise to look at unusual risks and to underwrite those. And I think that's what our broker partners come to us for. Inland marine, I would say right now, what we've seen is maybe a little bit more of a challenge in the E&S space, with admitted markets often taking what may have been E&S risks in the past, but with the sort of cyclical construction activity, we're still seeing pockets of opportunity where there is increased development, and maybe certain projects which might have been delayed prior to economic changes a year ago, we're now seeing those projects come back to market, so presenting opportunities for us.
Ben, what are some of the chief underwriting considerations in your business?
I mean, I think accumulation of risk, cat risk, adequacy of pricing around those types of risks, the importance of not just modelling, but also being able to understand the inherent risks in an account. And then I think about the cyber line of business. It's maybe not always just looking at the sort of the superficial information, but it's getting to really understand the risk and diving into it a little bit more deeply than normal.
Where do you see the growth? Is there anything that you're excited about?
Yeah, I think for us, the growth around inland marine is still strong. We're continuing to put resources behind that. And I do expect we'll have more products available, which we're just about to launch actually this month. Cyber, we continue to see growth. I think the emergence of AI presents very new challenges to both our clients in terms of opportunity, but also to us as a cyber underwriter in that sort of complex tech E&O space.
Ben Tucker, what a pleasure to speak with you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, John.
And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.